Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is December 26th. It's the first day after Christmas. We're on page 72, and today we have this really, really interesting article for you and a reading comprehension test with it. Our title today is Eye of the Leopard.
花豹之眼.
Now, you can't tell from the title how interesting this is, but after you hear the story, you will be amazed, I promise you. And here it is. It's from the National Geographic Channel. This month, the National Geographic Channel presents a new program you won't want to miss. Husband and wife filmmakers Derek and Beverly Joubert spent 3 years following the life of a single leopard. The result of their work is the 2-hour special, Eye of the Leopard, an enthralling journey deep into the rarely seen lives of leopards. The project began when the filmmakers were observing leopards in Botswana, Africa. One leopard in particular caught their attention. The cat had a birthmark that made her stand out from all the others, and they named her Ligadima, which means light from the sky. As they followed Ligadima over the next few years, they watched as she grew from an 8-month-old cub to an adult. Leopards are skillful predators, but in their harsh environment, survival cannot be taken for granted. Ligadima and her mother were forced to fight off baboons and escape from scavenging hyenas. While documenting the leopards' adventures, the Jouberts chose to respect the natural environment and didn't allow themselves to interfere in the leopards' existence, even when the animals faced great danger. As Ligadima grew, she refined her hunting skills, moving from lizards and squirrels to warthogs, impalas, and even dangerous baboons. One incredible episode is particularly memorable and shows that leopards aren't simply fierce hunting machines. Ligadima kills a mother baboon and then finds the young baby baboon still clinging to its mother. To the filmmakers' amazement and ours, Ligadima doesn't harm the baby baboon. Instead, she lies down and wraps herself around it protectively. When a scavenging hyena comes along, Ligadima carefully lifts the baby to safety. For viewers, this complex scene brings different emotions, but one thing is certain, watching Ligadima protect the baby baboon is unforgettable. Rarely do we get a chance to learn so much about the mysterious lives of leopards. Tune in to Eye of the Leopard for insight into a leopard's world. That is so amazing.
非常的惊讶,
so amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. This month, the National Geographic Channel presents a new program you won't want to miss.
这个月呢, 国家地理频道 presents, 它会呈现, 它会这个提供一个新的节目, 这个节目, you won't want to miss, 你不会想要错过, 这个地方它用未来式, you won't want to miss.
And after Wesley and I read it, we both decided we didn't want to miss this either. Husband and wife filmmakers Derek and Beverly Joubert spent 3 years following the life of a single leopard.
好, 所以 husband and wife 就是他们一对夫妇, 哈, 有一对夫妇, 那这个地方的 husband and wife 是用来修饰那个 filmmakers, 好, 所以这一对夫妇的这个, 摄影家或者是制片家, 哈, 他们名字叫做, 哈, 这个, 这两个名字应该都是, 一个我们把它翻成德瑞克, 一个把它翻成比弗利, 哈,
yeah, Derek and Beverly, and their family name is French, which is why I pronounced it Joubert. It could be Joubert, but I'm guessing it's Joubert.
嗯哼, 好, 所以他们这对夫妇呢, 花了3年的时间, 做什么呢? Spent 多少时间? Doing something, 就是表示你花这个时间做这件事情, 所以呢, 他们花了3年的时间, following, 啊, 他们发, 这个跟踪, the life of, 诶, 不是跟踪, 就是, 追着这个跟随着他的一这个 the life of a single leopard 一只花豹的生活 他们花了3年时间一直跟随着他
The result of their work is the 2-hour special Eye of the Leopard an enthralling journey deep into the rarely seen lives of leopards
好，所以他们跟拍了3年之后呢，他们的工作的结果 the result of their work 他们这个工作的结果是什么呢？是2个小时的一个特别节目，叫《花豹之眼》。那这个《花豹之眼》这个节目呢，是怎么样的节目？它后面拿一个同位格打个逗点啊，同位格就是指这花豹之眼也是个 an enthralling journey. 那 enthralling 这个字呢就是迷人的，它通常就是表示 something that is so interesting 或者 so exciting that you give it all your attention, 啊，你就觉得全部被它迷过去了。
Originally, to enthrall somebody means to 把人家迷住 so that they become your slave.
啊，本来是要把让对方成为你的奴隶的哈。那这里就是 simply, 就是很迷人的意思哈，那让你觉得非常 fascinating 的一个 journey, 啊， deep into the rarely seen lives of lepers, 啊，让你深入看到一般很少见的这个花豹的生活。
Enthralled can be used as a verb or enthrall. And for example, you might say, well, how did you like the movie? And you could answer, well, I wasn't very enthralled by it.
啊，就是我并没有被他深深的迷住哈，换句话说，你大概觉得不怎么样。
Yeah, it was not a very enthralling movie, or it wasn't a very enthralling experience. That means it really was not a very good experience.The project began when the filmmakers were observing leopards in Botswana, Africa. And this resonated with me because I spent some time in South Africa, which is very close to Botswana. And I got a feel for the country, and it's really beautiful and exciting country. I also got to see some of the animals that they mention here. And later on, we mentioned hyenas. And they are very, very fierce, 很狡猾奸诈的 animals, and they have a very powerful bite. They have very strong jaws and teeth. So when you read it, it really is kind of scary if you've seen what these animals are like.
好，所以这个节目呢，或者是他们这一个project, 可以说是这个节目，或者是他们这个整个的这一件整个工作哈，开始是什么开始呢？当这个 filmmakers 他们在观察 lepers, 观察一些花豹，在哪里观察呢？在非洲的波扎纳这个地方。
One leopard in particular caught their attention.
In particular 就是特别，它通常放在它所修饰的名词的后面。所以呢，它这里讲就是特别有一只花豹 caught their attention, 就是吸引了他们的注意力。注意那个动词 caught, caught their attention, 而且 attention 不加 s.
The cat had a birthmark that made her stand out from all the others, and they named her Ligadima, which means light from the sky.
好，那奇怪，他刚刚讲的是 leopard, 怎么突然之间出现一只 cat?
Because they're using it as a pronoun for leopard.
哦，所以呢，其实大家知道，英文这个 cat 不一定是指我们家里那个猫啊，因为其实像这个豹也是，他们也会称它这个 cat。好像还有老虎，好像也可以称为 cat。
That's right, that's right. Lions and tigers, they're both cats. We have a similar usage when, for example, maybe we're talking about a boy named John.But John, for example, hasn't been behaving very well. You need to talk with the boy.
啊、哦，所以这个时候对一样，这个 the boy 就指的就是 John。好、所以这地方 the cat 就指前面他谈到就是 leopard 啊。
So it's actually a pronoun, it's not a regular noun。
嗯哼，好，所以呢，这只花豹呢，它有一个这个胎记啊 birthmark。这个胎记呢，使它 stand out from all the others， 使它从其他的这个同样的花豹之中呢凸显出来。这 stand out 就是凸显出来，就让它特别明显就对了。然后呢，他们就称它为这个 Ligadima。
In Chinese, would you say 脱颖而出？
可以 ，yeah， 脱颖而出 ，yeah。But 脱颖而出通常 it's very because it's excellent because
it's really, really outstanding
really good,、
and great. And that's right. In this case, it just means that this one is more noticeable than the others.
Yeah， 就是让他、就特别让他觉得特别值得你注意哈。那他的这 Ligadima 这个名字呢，它的意思就是 light from the sky， 就来自天空的光或天上的闪电啊。这个 light 你也可以把它翻成闪电。
That's a very pretty name.
Yeah.
As they followed Ligadima over the next few years, they watched as she grew from an 8-month-old cub to an adult.
好，那接下来的几年呢，他们就花了这个 over the next few years, 就接下来这几年呢，他们就跟着这只这个花豹所以跟拍它。那他们 they watched, 他们看着 as she grew, 看着这只花豹呢，从一个 8-month-old cub, 一只八个月大的这个小豹cub 就是小的这个小的野兽，通常是小豹之类的
Or a bear.
或者是熊也会这样，小熊也是个 cub. 看着它成长成为一个这个成熟的花豹。
Leopards are skillful predators, but in their harsh environment, survival cannot be taken for granted.
好，那花豹他们是很有技术的，很有技巧的，或者甚至换句话说，他们是很棒的一些 predators, 他们很这个是猎捕技巧非常好。Predator 就是去猎食所以他们是一些猎食的人这个动物，所以他们的技巧非常好。但是在他们那个 harsh environment, harsh 就是非常 很严酷的环境里面，很刻薄、很严艰困的严酷的环境里面呢 ，survival 生存 cannot be taken for granted， 你不能把它当作是理所当然的啊。换句话说，你不能说啊，花豹那么厉害，跑得又快啊，又这个、又很会捕猎啊，他们活下来没有问题的，没有人会动他们，他们也找得到食物的。但是这不对，你不能把他们 survival 看成是理所当然的。
They are also part of the food chain. You know, they eat animals smaller than them or less powerful than them, and animals also will eat them.
嗯，他们也是食物链之中的一部分哈。他们不是在食物链的最顶端，尤其如果他还小的话，那更不用说。如果他是这个 cub 的话，那当然大家都可以吃它。
Right, they're very vulnerable when they're cubs, and we had the word vulnerable earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
Liga Dima and her mother were forced to fight off baboons and escape from scavenging hyenas.
好，所以尼克迪玛跟他的妈妈呢，啊，他们被迫要 fight off， 要打退啊。Baboon 就是狒狒，然后他狒狒大家知道，他们其实是很凶悍的啊，而且力气也很大啊。然后他们也必须被迫要 escape， 要逃啊，逃跑。从哪里逃跑呢？从这个啊 scavenging， 就是以腐肉为食的这些 hyenas 啊。那这个
拾荒，
哎，所以这非常这 hyenas 也是看着就很讨厌。那可是。他们其实很恐怖，他的那个鹅的力量很大，他的 jaw very strong jaw，
对 ，they are very powerful， and
对啊
，fast，
对啊，小小一只，可是很凶悍，而且看来很丑啊。
That's right, they're scary. And what really made an impression on me when I saw one in South Africa was there were some people working in this animal park, and they kept us at a safe distance, and they told us how dangerous the hyenas are, and to be able to interact with the animals, they have to respect you, fear you and respect you, because if they don't, they will attack you. And he was saying, watch out for this hyena, and he was demonstrating how powerful their jaws are. But he was standing inside the cage with the hyena.
Wow.
And he had the confidence to do it. I was so amazed. I just kept staring.
啊，真的是奇、yeah. 很奇特的经验啊。
That's right.
对啊。
While documenting the leopard's adventures, the Jouberts chose to respect the natural environment and didn't allow themselves to interfere in the leopard's existence, even when the animals faced great danger. Now, when you're making a film like this,There must be a huge temptation to try to protect the animal that you're filming.
Yeah, so I think it's really remarkable that it didn't intervene.
That I bet was really hard to do.
yeah, 所以他说啊，这个，当他们在 documenting 啊，当他们在拍这个纪录片，拍摄这个花豹的历险的这个经历的时候呢，好，那这对夫妇 chose to， 他们选择要 respect， 要尊重 the natural environment 啊，他们要尊重自然的环境，而且呢，他们 didn't allow themselves to， 就他们不允许他们自己 interfere in， 就是干涉，不让自己干涉这个 leopard 他们的 existence， 就是他们的存在。换句话说，他们不让他们自己介入这个花豹是否能够生存，啊，他也许有的人像我可能去拍一拍啊，太可爱，他没东西吃啊，我偷偷塞点东西给他吃啊，啊，反正去超级市场买个牛肉给他吃。
其实那是害他。
那其实是害他，对，啊，那或者是别人要吃他，我赶快去救他哈，这都不对哈，所以他说他们尽量不介入，那这其实不容易的啊，尤其他这里后面讲说 ，even when the animals faced great danger 啊，当他们面临很大的危险的时候，他们还是。不能去救他，我们只能拍摄，因为我们在记录。
And there's another lesson that we should mention here since it's come up, and that is do not feed wildlife.、
嗯、
do not feed any wildlife, because if you do so, you are reducing their ability to survive on their own. They will become dependent on you, and when you get tired of it and forget about taking care of them, they may well die.、
嗯、
and also, we tend to feed them very unhealthy foods. Maybe you will give them some potato chips or crackers or things. and those are very, very bad for wild animals. Those are starches, sugars,salt, all in oil, all these things that they should not be eating. This is especially true if you ever go to a national park anywhere,、mm. Taiwan, America, Europe, anywhere. If you go to a national park, you can watch the animals, but do not feed them. That is really harming them.
嗯哼，这个是很重要一点啊，各位不管到动物园去啊，或者在野外啊，尽量不要去喂食那些野生动物啊。那在动物园里面也是一样，你也不要尽量不要去喂食它，因为首先你不知道它到底吃什么，你也不知道吃什么对它有害。那在野生动物的话，你如果喂它的话，它如果养成了对你人类依赖的心理，他自己失去了猎食的这个能力，或者是他开始啊觉得说啊，我不用去那么辛苦打猎了，我就等人来喂我。等到万一没有人喂他的话，他就麻烦了啊，所以这个要注意。
Yeah. Right. As Liga Dima grew, she refined her hunting skills, moving from lizards and squirrels to warthogs, impalas, and even dangerous baboons.
Somehow I like this sentence.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just like the sentence.
The progress of growing up and development, yeah. Because that's what life is about. It's growing and developing and becoming stronger and more capable of doing things.
Yeah, and you can actually see it, her growing.
It's so
concrete. Yeah, right.
Not just growing larger, but her ability to catch animals, and she's getting braver.
Yeah, so, 很棒啊。她说，所以当她随着她成长，随着尼格迪玛她的成长。 然后 she refined her hunting skills 啊，我觉得 refine 这个动词用在这里也很漂亮。好，她让她的这个 hunting skills 越来越好，好，就是精细的修饰哈。也许上一某一次呢抓没有抓到，因为这个啊动作太大了，或者是不小心踩到什么干树枝啊等等的，哎，她就慢慢 refine 啊，慢慢的修，
变得精一点，
哎，这精益求精，把她的 hunting skills 越弄越好。那 moving from 就它的猎物呢，从 lizards 大概是最好抓的哈，还有 squirrels 啊，在比这些都大概相对来讲比较好抓的哈，虽然要我去抓我大概都抓不到啊，不过它都从这小只的那好抓的可以抓，然后慢慢的
lizards you could get。You could get lizards, but even squirrels are hard to get. They're very fast.
Yeah, squirrels 很快哈。那 lizard 的话，有的时候它如果呆呆的，它在晒太阳，你可能可以偷袭它。
Right, 可以偷袭。
哎，但是这个 squirrel 已经不容易抓。像台大其实蛮以前常常看到 squirrel， 现在还是偶尔会看到。
Yeah,
它动作很快的啊。
Yeah, you probably have to get them with a gun.
Yeah, 那从这些东西慢慢的那个移到哈，进阶到。啊，这个油猪啊 ，warthogs 就是油猪，这是很凶悍的、很危险的动物。
Warts are 油、mm-hmm. It's those little bumps that grow. They're actually caused, I think, by a virus or something.
Yeah.
They're kind of hard to get rid of. Those are warts. So they just translated in Chinese as 油猪。
Yeah, 那是很凶悍的啊。那还有呢，这个 impalas 这个是黑斑羚啊，这是种这个羚羊，那它也是它的这个脚很厉害的哈，所以
They're very fast and they have these long horns.
对，而且它这个速度也很快哈，所以它慢慢的这个技艺精进哈，慢慢能够抓这些东西，那甚至它又可以去抓去猎食那个危险的那些狒狒。
狒狒 are very much like people and.In Africa, they eat the meat, at least in some countries among some tribes. They eat the meat of baboons, and they call it forest meat. And there was a Westerner living with one of these tribes. He said he could simply not stand to eat this meat because they were just too much like people.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
He just couldn't bear to eat that kind of meat. One incredible episode is particularly memorable and shows that leopards aren't simply fierce hunting machines.
好，那有其中有一集哈，就是有一个这个有这么一个事件哈，是特别的让我们觉得 memorable， 让我们觉得记忆深刻。因为呢，这一个它这一集的这个显示这一只这些豹，它们并不是哈 leopard 在这里呢，它是泛指一般的豹哈，就是让我们告诉我们说这豹啊，并不是单单纯纯的是凶悍的 fierce， 好，很凶狠的这些猎食性的动物，要猎食机器，打猎机器。
Mm-hmm. Ligodema kills a mother baboon and then finds the young baby baboon still clinging to its mother.
啊，那我们看到 Ligodema 他杀死了一只啊这个母的这个狒狒，然后呢发现这有一只小狒狒 ，the young baby baboon 哈、啊，这小狒狒呢还 clinging to its mother， 还依偎着哈、啊，这个紧紧抓着他的妈妈，他妈妈已经死掉了。
To the filmmaker's amazement and ours, Ligodema doesn't harm the baby baboon.
哎，这个实在是很奇特的哈，就这个 filmmaker 就是这个拍摄的人，就是这对夫妇呢，他们 to their amazement 让他们很讶异的，那 and ours 就是 to our amazement 的意思，也让我们很讶异的是，那个地方他并没有 harm the baby baboon， 他并没有去伤害这只小的狒狒。
Instead, she lies down and wraps herself around it protectively.
啊，这不知道是什么样的一个画面啊！对啊，这只这个花豹呢躺下来，然后呢 wraps herself around it， 就是把它自己包覆着这只小的狒狒 ，protectively 啊，是保护它的啊，也用保护的姿态啊，把它小狒狒把它包覆起来。
All of a sudden, it reminded me of a child, a human child, a little girl playing house.
啊，好像玩家家酒那种感觉吗
？That's right, because from a very young age, we mammals have this motherly instinct. We have a maternal instinct.、
Uh-huh.
Very little girls, they love dolls and they love to play house.、
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if there's something similar among leopards.
Maybe, 他们也是哺乳动物嘛。
Right. When a scavenging hyena comes along, Ligodema carefully lifts the baby to safety.
好，所以当一只这个吃腐肉的寒鹰啊，它接近的时候呢，哎，我们看到 他居然把这个小狒狒啊，把它 lift， 他把它举起来或者把它带起来，可能把它叼起来，
衔起来，
衔起来啊，带到一个安全的地方啊，所以这个真的是很特别。
Yeah, for viewers, this complex scene brings different emotions. But one thing is certain: watching Ligadima protect the baby baboon is unforgettable.
对于观众来讲呢，这一个 complex 真的是很复杂的。为什么复杂？因为他先去把他妈妈杀了，可是居然要保护这个小的，那不知道是什么意思。而且他跟你不同种，对不对？好，所以这很 complex 这样的一个 scene brings different emotions， 它带给观众们不同的一些感受，不同的感受也会引起不同的感受哈。但是有一件事情是确定的 ，one thing is certain， 就是看到这个 Ligadima 保护这个 baby baboon 这一幕会让你觉得非常的 unforgettable， 很难忘。
Rarely do we get a chance to learn so much about the mysterious lives of leopards.
好 ,rarely 是个否定副词放在句首，所以我们要先把 do 先讲出来才能讲主词 we, 哈。所以我们很少有机会 get a chance to, 好，我们很少有机会能够 learn 就是知道了解 so much about, 这么多关于 the mysterious lives of leopards, 关于豹的这个神秘的生活我们了解很难了解这么多。那所以呢我们看下一句什么呢？
Tune in to Eye of the Leopard for insight into a leopard's world.
好，所以请大家准时收看花豹之眼啊，一窥花豹的世界。
I'm going to make an effort to see this one. I can say that much.
I am too.
Yeah, number one of our four questions. How did filming of Eye of the Leopard begin?
好，那这个花豹之眼这个节目是怎么样开始呢？
A. The filmmakers spent 3 years with a tribe of leopards.
好，这个制作人花了三年的时间跟拍一群花豹。
We don't usually say a tribe of leopards, by the way, but in any case, it's wrong. B, the filmmakers noticed Ligadima, and they watched her raise her cubs.
制作人发现了这个 Ligadima, 而且看着她养育自己的这个小花豹。
No, she herself was very young at the time. C, the filmmakers were following an adult leopard named Ligadima.
所以制作人呢，他们跟踪一只名为啊这个 Ligadima 的成年花豹。
No, this was a very young leopard, as we just mentioned. And letter D, the filmmakers were watching leopards, and they noticed one particular young cub.
好，那制作人他们在观察花豹的时候呢，发现了一只很特别的小花豹。
And that was Ligadima, and that is the correct answer. Number two, why didn't the Joberts interfere in the leopards' lives?
为什么朱伯特夫妇不干预花豹的生活呢？
A, it was too dangerous.
那会太危险了。
Well, it was probably dangerous to be making this film in the first place, but this is not the right answer. B, they were too far away.
那么距离太远了。
No, they got pretty close, obviously. C, they thought it was wrong to disturb nature.
啊，他们认为呢，不应该违反自然，或者是打搅自然。
That's right, they didn't want to interrupt or change the process, and also I think they wanted a better film.
Yeah,
that's,、C is the correct answer, but I think we could add something to it to make it more complete. And D, it was illegal.
犯法。
No. Number three, what is surprising about the scene where Ligadima kills a baboon?
Ligadima, 他猎杀狒狒的那一幕发生了什么令人惊讶的事呢？
A, it's unusual for an animal to care for another animal's young.
动物会照顾另外一个动物的啊，另外一种动物的小孩，这实在是非比寻常。
That's the correct answer. It is very unusual and fascinating to watch. B, it's strange for a leopard not to run away after killing its prey.
花豹猎杀动物之后没有再离开来，这实在太奇怪了。
Not the right answer. C, Ligadima decides to raise the baby baboon herself.
Ligadima 决定自己抚养这只小狒狒。
Well, she can't really do that. She probably doesn't have milk. And D, baboons usually hunt leopards.
啊，这个狒狒通常会猎食花豹。
True, but it doesn't answer the question. A is the right answer. Number four, in the first and last paragraphs, the article suggests that this program is worth watching because...
第一段跟最后一段提到这个节目值得一看，为什么呢？
The correct answer is D, opportunities to learn about leopards are rare.
因为我们要了解花豹的机会实在是不多。
Rare indeed, so make sure you tune in and tune in to our program too. Next time, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.